is, was, and questions left unanswered. Written by Loch Ness Line. Read by Crimson Moon. Icarus sometimes asked Neachu if it hurt. Dying, that is. He worried that no matter how peaceful, death would be painful. Neachu believed that it wouldn't be painful. You're finally being released from this world. Your final mortal ties breaking into meaningless frayed ends. Icarus would take in her words, and then lean back in the lake. The days of Neachu were long, and he would float just beneath the surface of the water, staring at the sky. He dreamed of pulling himself out of the pool and soaring high into the sky. Maybe, if he flew high enough, he'd reach the sun. He dreamed of twirling in the bright blue skies, reaching things he never dreamed of, his laughter being snatched away by the wind. And then Neachu would call for him to help with something, or go explore, and he'd push that thought to the back of his mind. He could dream of basking in the sunlight another day. Icarus and Neachu left the world long, long ago. In their place stood a boy with a passion of music, and a girl who loved baking. Wilbur dreamed of reaching unknown heights, and would spend his days wandering through the land, the sunlight warming his skin as he stood underneath the blue sky. When he met Nikki, she began to join him on his walks through the sunlit fields. The two shared a love of rain, freedom, and the stars above. It was them against the world. Sometimes Wilbur would stare at the clouds racing by, and get flashes of memories not belonging to him, of deep-sea exploration, wandering through the night, and flowing pink hair. Then a hand would be on his shoulder, and he'd face the girl with blonde hair and a warm smile, and a distant memory. When Wilbur gave a promise of freedom to hurting people, Nikki stood right by his side. When Wilbur fought for his nation, Nikki fought alongside him. When Wilbur ran away from his home, Nikki's spirit ran with him. Where Wilbur went, Nikki went. Wherever Nikki went, she knew Wilbur was with her. When Wilbur began to avoid sunlight, and only went outside in the night or rain, Nikki would wander the forest with him, promising a better tomorrow. As his skin became paler, she promised a brighter future. He'd tell her his dreams of freedom, flight, and walking with the sun on his shoulders. He'd tell her how one day he would fly into the sun and laugh into the wind. Nikki never doubted him for a second. Nikki was recovering from the explosion when she felt it. And suddenly they weren't Wilbur and Nikki, president and citizen, outcast and spy, but Icarus and Neachu. And as Nikki, Neachu, watched Wilbur, Icarus, sword in his chest, life gone from his eyes, all she could mutter was it painful? The end. Thank you for listening.